This is the universe speaking to you. You are now tuned into the Modern Spiritual Life Coaching Podcast by the certified master life coach and spiritual guide, Coach Chip. Welcome, souls. We now begin this episode of a transformational journey. Unedited, unscripted, and creating something from nothingness. Now, let there be light on modern spiritual life coaching.
This is episode 116, The Morning Gratitude, Happy Pandemic Monday. Coming up, A Heavenly Life, The Secret of Life and Abundance, exclusively on the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live.
The Modern Spiritual Podcast mailing list directly from your phone, like many are doing now. Just send your email address by text message. Text Modern Spiritual to 22828 to get started. Try it now. Send your email address by text message. Text Modern Spiritual to 22828 to get started. Message and data rates may apply.
Now here's your host, Master Certified Alchemy Coach Chip, on the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live.
Well, it's a good, happy Pandemic Monday on the Morning Gratitude here on the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live. And we got an interesting episode coming up. We're going to be looking at The Heavenly Life by James Allen, The Secret of Life and the Abundance. This is an 8-part series, and that means you're going to hear part 1 and 2 in just about a moment, and then Friday, 3 and 4, and then on Saturday, 5 and 6, and then coming back up on the Monday of next week will be 7 and 8. By that entire time, you will have a full understanding of the divine, of how heaven and the divine works together within yourself and being in the moment of now. A lot of these secrets that we have been releasing out in the last week or so, and the more that we are releasing out, is bringing a lot of things together in your life to put you back on your path. And as well, this is not your typical law of attraction listening to. This is way above that. This is talking of the enlightenment stage, and that's when you go into oneself, find happy, peace, and love, and harmonies through you, and only through you. We're not talking about the outer world, about the media, the news, the politicians, or anything to that nature. Everything that you create happens from the inside of yourself, and you must be responsible for everything that you see, hear, and experience. And you will understand this once you start getting into this episode of the series with The Secret of Life and the Abundance. And this is just the blueprints that we put down so you're able to navigate the waters and to the life and the direction that you choose to go. So let's get into this right now. And I'll be back after this in about 20 minutes. And you're hearing this exclusively right here on the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live.
The Heavenly Life. The Secret of Life, of Abundant Life, with its strength, its felicity, and its unbroken peace, is to find the divine center within oneself and to live in and from that, instead of in that outer circumference of disturbances, the clamors, cravings, and argumentations which make up the animal and intellectual man. These selfish elements constitute the mere husks of life and must be thrown away by him who would penetrate to the central heart of things, to life itself. Not to know that within you that is changeless and defiant of time and death is not to know anything, but is to play vainly with the unsubstantial reflections in the mirror of time. Not to find within you those passionless principles which are not moved by the strifes and shows and vanities of the world is to find nothing but illusions which vanish as they are grasped. He who resolves that he will not rest satisfied with appearances, shadows, illusions, shall, by the piercing light of that resolve, disperse every fleeting fantasy and shall enter into the substance and reality of life. He shall learn how to live, and he shall live. He shall be the slave of no passion, the servant of no opinion, the votary of no fond error. Finding the divine center within his own heart, he will be pure and calm and strong and wise, and will ceaselessly radiate the heavenly life in which he lives, which is himself. Having betaken himself to the divine refuge within, and remaining there, a man is free from sin.
All his yesterdays are as the tide washed and untrodden sands. No sin shall rise up against him to torment and accuse him and destroy his sacred peace. The fires of remorse cannot scorch him, nor can the storms of regret devastate his dwelling place. His tomorrows are as seeds which shall germinate, bursting into beauty and potency of life, and no doubt shall shake his trust, no uncertainty rob him of repose. The present is his. Only in the immortal present does he live, and it is as the eternal vault of blue above, which looks down silently and calmly, yet radiant with purity and light, upon the upturned and tear-stained faces of the centuries. Men love their desires, for gratification seems sweet to them, but its end is pain and vacuity. They love the argumentations of the intellect, for egotism seems most desirable to them, but the fruits thereof are humiliation and sorrow. When the soul has reached the end of gratification and reaped the bitter fruits of egotism, it is ready to receive the divine wisdom and to enter into the divine life. Only the crucified can be transfigured. Only by the death of self can the Lord of the heart rise again into the immortal life and stand radiant upon the Olivet of wisdom. Do you have trials? Every outward trial is the replica of an inward imperfection. You shall grow wise by knowing this, and shall thereby transmute trial into active joy, finding the kingdom where trial cannot come. When will you learn your lessons, O child of earth? All your sorrows cry out against you. Every pain is your just accuser, and your griefs are but the shadows of your unworthy and perishable self. The kingdom of heaven is yours. How long will you reject it, preferring the lurid atmosphere of hell, the hell of your self-seeking self? There springs the healing streams, quenching all thirst. There bloom the immortal flowers, carpeting all the way with joy. There throng swiftest and sweetest hours. The redeemed sons of God, the glorified in body and spirit, are, quote, bought with a price. And that price is the crucifixion of the personality, the death of self, and having put away that within which is the source of all discord, they have found the universal music, the abiding joy. Life is more than motion, it is music. More than rest, it is peace. More than work, it is duty. More than labor, it is love. More than enjoyment, it is blessedness. More than acquiring money and position and reputation, it is knowledge, purpose, strong and high resolve. Let the impure turn to purity, and they shall be pure. Let the weak resort to strength, and they shall be strong. Let the ignorant fly to knowledge, and they shall be wise. All things are man's, and he chooses that which he will have. Today he chooses in ignorance, tomorrow he shall choose in wisdom. He shall work out his own salvation, whether he believes it or not, for he cannot escape himself nor transfer to another the eternal responsibility of his own soul. By no theological subterfuge shall he trick the law of his being, which shall shatter all his selfish makeshifts and excuses for right thinking and right doing. Nor shall God do for him that which it is destined his soul shall accomplish for itself. What would you say of a man who, wanting to possess a mansion in which to dwell peacefully, purchased the site and then knelt down and asked God to build the house for him? Would you not say that such a man was foolish? And of another man who, having purchased the land, set the architects and builders and carpenters at work to erect the edifice, would you not say that he was wise? And as it is in the building of a material house, even so it is in the building of a spiritual mansion. Brick by brick, pure thought upon pure thought, good deed upon good deed, must the habitation of a blameless life rise from its sure foundation, until at last it stands out in all the majesty of its faultless proportions. Not by caprice, nor gift, nor favor does a man obtain the spiritual realities, but by diligence, watchfulness, energy, and effort. Strong is the soul and wise and beautiful, the seeds of godlike power are in us still. Gods are we, bards, saints, heroes, if we will. The spiritual heart of a man is the heart of the universe. And finding that heart, man finds the strength to accomplish all things. He finds there also the wisdom to see things as they are. He finds there the peace that is divine. At the center of man's being is the music which orders the stars, the eternal harmony. He who would find blessedness, let him find himself. Let him abandon every discordant desire, every inharmonious thought, every unlovely habit and deed, and he will find that grace and beauty and harmony which form the indestructible essence of his own being. Men fly from creed to creed and find unrest. They travel in many lands and discover disappointment. They build themselves beautiful mansions and plant pleasant gardens and reap weariness, heaviness, and discomfort. Not until a man falls back upon the truth within himself does he find rest and satisfaction. Not until he builds the inward mansion of faultless conduct does he find the endless and incorruptible joy. And having obtained that, he will infuse it into all his outward doings and possessions. If a man would have peace, let him exercise the spirit of peace. If he would find love, let him dwell in the spirit of love. If he would escape suffering, let him cease to inflict it. If he would do noble things for humanity, let him cease to do ignoble things for himself. If he will but quarry the mine of his own soul, he shall find there all the materials for building whatever he will, and he shall find there also the central rock upon which to build in safety. Howsoever a man works to right the world, it will never be righted until he has put himself right. This may be written upon the heart as a mathematical axiom. It is not enough to preach purity. Men must cease from lust. To exhort to love, they must abandon hatred. To extol self-sacrifice, they must yield up self. To adorn with mere words the perfect life, they must be perfect. When a man can no longer carry the weight of his many sins, let him fly to Christ, whose throne is the center of his own heart, and he shall become light-hearted, entering the glad company of the immortals. When he can no longer bear the burden of his accumulated learning, let a man leave his books, his science, his philosophy, and come back to himself, and he will find within that which he outwardly sought and found not, his own divinity. He ceases to argue about God, who has found God within. Relying upon that calm strength which is not the strength of self, he lives God, manifesting in his daily life the highest goodness, which is eternal life.
You just heard The Heavenly Life Part 1. Here's Part 2. Now is the reality on the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live.
Chapter 2. The Eternal Now. Now is the reality in which time is contained. It is more and greater than time. It is an ever-present reality. It knows neither past nor future, and is eternally potent and substantial. Every minute, every day, every year is a dream as soon as it has passed, and exists only as an imperfect and unsubstantial picture in the memory, if it be not entirely obliterated. Past and future are dreams. Now is a reality. All things are now. All power, all possibility, all action is now. Not to act and accomplish now is not to act and accomplish at all. To live in thoughts of what you might have done, or in dreams of what you mean to do, this is folly. But to put away regret, to anchor anticipation, and to do and to work now, this is wisdom. Whilst a man is dwelling upon the past or future, he is missing the present. He is forgetting to live now. All things are possible now and only now. Without wisdom to guide him and mistaking the unreal for the real, a man says, if I had done so and so last week, last month, or last year, it would have been better with me today. Or, I know what is best to be done and I will do it tomorrow. The selfish cannot comprehend the vast importance and value of the present, and fail to see it as the substantial reality of which past and future are the empty reflections. It may truly be said that past and future do not exist, except as negative shadows. And to live in them, that is, in the regretful and selfish contemplation of them, is to miss the reality in life. The present is all thou hast, for thy secure possessing. Like the patriarch's angel, hold it fast, till it gives its blessing. All which is real now remaineth, and fadeth never. The hand which upholds it now sustaineth the soul, forever. Then, of what is to be, and of what is done, why queriest thou? The past and the time to be are one, and both are now. Man has all power now, but not knowing this, he says, I will be perfect next year, or in so many years, or in so many lives. The dwellers in the kingdom of God who live only in the now say, I am perfect now, and refraining from all sin now, and ceaselessly guarding the portals of the mind, not looking to the past nor to the future, nor turning to the left or right, they remain eternally holy and blessed. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Say to yourself, I will live in my ideal now. I will manifest my ideal now. I will be my ideal now. And all that tempts me away from my ideal, I will not listen to. I will listen only to the voice of my ideal. Thus resolving and thus doing, you shall not depart from the highest, and shall eternally manifest the true. Afoot and light-hearted, I take to the open road. Henceforth I ask no good fortune. I myself am good fortune. Henceforth I whimper no more, postpone no more, need nothing. Done with indoor complaints, libraries, querulous criticisms, strong and content, I take to the open road. Cease to tread every byway of dependence, every winding sideway that tempts your soul into the shadowland of the past and future, and manifest your native and divine strength now. Come out into the open road. That which you would be and hope to be, you may be now. Non-accomplishment resides in your perpetual postponement, and having the power to postpone, you also have the power to accomplish, to perpetually accomplish. Realize this truth, and you shall be today and every day the ideal man of whom you dreamed. Virtue consists in fighting sin day after day, but holiness consists in leaving sin, unnoticed and ignored, to die by the wayside. And this is done, can only be done, in the living now. Say not unto your soul, you shall be pure tomorrow, but rather say, you shall be pure now. Tomorrow is too late for anything, and he who sees his help and salvation in tomorrow shall continually fail and fall today. Did you fall yesterday? Did you sin grievously? Having realized this, leave it instantly and forever, and watch that you sin not now. While you are bewailing the past, every gate of your soul remains unguarded against the entrance of sin now. You shall not rise by grieving over the irremediable past, but by remedying the present. The foolish man, loving the swampy side path of procrastination rather than the firm highway of present effort, says, I will rise early tomorrow. I will get out of debt tomorrow. I will carry out my intentions tomorrow. But the wise man, realizing the momentous import of the eternal now, rises early today, keeps out of debt today, carries out his intentions today, and so never departs from strength and peace and ripe accomplishment. That which is done now remains. That which is to be done tomorrow does not appear. It is wisdom to leave that which has not arrived, and to attend to that which is, and to attend to it with such consecration of soul and consecration of effort as shall leave no possible loophole for regret to creep in. A man's spiritual comprehension being clouded by the illusions of self, he says, I was born on such a day so many years ago, and shall die at my allotted time. Let a man throw off his illusions, and then he will see that the birth and death of the body are the mere incidents of a journey and not its beginning and end. Looking back to happy beginnings and forward to mournful endings, a man's eyes are blinded, so that he beholds not his own immortality. His ears are closed, so that he hears not the ever-present harmonies of joy. And his heart is hardened so that it pulsates not to the rhythmic sounds of peace. The universe with all that it contains is now. Put out thy hand, O man, and receive the fruits of wisdom. Cease from your greedy striving, your selfish sorrowing, your foolish regretting, and be content to live. Act now, and lo, all things are done. Live now, and behold, you are in the midst of plenty. Be now, and know that you are perfect. End of chapter 2.
That's all for part 1 and part 2 of The Heavenly Life. Tune in to our next episode on The Morning Gratitude, Pride Friday, for part 4 and 5 of The Heavenly Life. On the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live, we ask for your moment of your thoughts about our programming. Please leave us your comments, likes, and follow us on our social media accounts to stay updated at modernspiritualpodcast.com.
Now it's fun and easy to join the Modern Spiritual Podcast mailing list directly from your phone. Just send your email address by text message. Text the word Modern Spiritual to 22828 to get started. Try it now. Send your email address by text message. Text the word Modern Spiritual to 22828 to get started. Message and data rates may apply.
And we'll continue with part 3 and 4 on the Fried Friday on Friday's Morning Gratitude. Because I noticed that he just said 4 and 5, but he meant to say 3 and 4. Saturday would be 5 and 6, and then 7 and 8 on Monday. So be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss this series, as well as like it, and be sure to send it out to some family, friends, or somebody you think you know would benefit from this type of programming for a change of their life. So in the meantime, until Wednesday with Music Row, I'm Alchemy Coach Chip. I'm bidding you a good day and a good night wherever you are listening to us from around the world, and I'm going to leave you with a 5-minute Spirit of the Soul Sound Healing, right, by the Mandela Dreams. Until next time, on the next episode, I'll talk to you later on the Modern Spiritual Podcast Live.